First of all, I am not Monsignor Stetzel. I'm Father Eugene Wolfer, senior priest up at the Diocesan Center, and I was here last Saturday, Sunday, and was here last night and this evening, and then come Tuesday, as I understand it, Monsignor Stetzel will come as your new pastor. When I was young, I played ping pong and badminton, tennis, volleyball. I played softball, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, and I don't do any of those things anymore. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And I liked to be a part of that so much that I don't really watch much sports on TV because I'd rather be playing and I can't. Now, in order to play those games, one has to know the basics, the fundamentals, in order to improve on what you know. I didn't like basketball very well. I liked football and hockey much better. And basically, I was fairly good in the sense that I could hold my own with my teammates. However, we need to know the basics in order to play those games. And looking back, Vince Lombardi was a good coach. First of all, he said, God comes first, then family, and then football. His players probably thought football came first, the way he treated them and taught them. However, as I understand it, Vince Lombardi made an effort to get to daily Mass. God comes first, then family, and then football. Vince Lombardi was successful in his day because he taught his players the basics of football. How to throw the ball, how to catch it, how to block, and how to run down the field. The basics. And once you learn the basics, you can improve on them. Now, football and the others are simply games. But we're living a life where we need to know the basics. God gave us life. God gave us the promise of eternal life. And God gave us, in the person of Jesus, the means to attain eternal life. The basics. In our gospel today, a scholar of the law, He knew the words. If somebody would give him a test, he would pass. He knew the words. And he did pass the test when Jesus said, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And this scholar answered rightly, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." But then the scholar, who knew the words, wanted to justify himself, and so he asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus told a story, made it up. A parable, we call it, because a parable is a story that has a lesson to it. And we know this story very well about the Good Samaritan, where a man fell among robbers and they beat him, stripped him, stole from him, and left him half dead. And a priest passed by. And a man, a Levite of the priestly family, passed by. Two people you'd expect to stop, they would stop and help the man, but they didn't in Jesus' story. But a Samaritan, someone who did not like the Jews, someone at the time of Jesus whom people would expect not only to pass by, perhaps, but to stop and give the man another kick. But the Samaritan had mercy, moved with compassion. And not only did he, as a first responder, bandage up the wounds after pouring on oil and ointment for healing, but he put him on his own beast and took him to an inn. And there he cared for him. The next morning, he told the innkeeper, "Take care of him," after giving him a couple of silver coins. "And if it costs more than that, when I come back through this way, I will repay you." A simple story that we all have heard many times. The basics. The scholar knew the basics, the basic words of our commitment of what we are to do. We too know those basics. And we ask the question too, who is our neighbor? Who needs our help? And sometimes we might think of people overseas when we see the ads on TV, tear-jerking ads of children starving. And we might think, send my money there. But what about those who are closest to us? And sometimes we don't think of those who are closest to us as being our neighbor in this simple, basic concept of what we are to do. Those very close to us, of our family, they are number one as far as our neighbor is concerned. But in order to be truly merciful and caring and loving of our neighbor, we have to learn to love ourselves first, as God loves us. For instance, when you were born, when I was born, who was the most important person in the entire world? You were, I was. We didn't care about anybody else. If we were hungry or cold and wet, we made it known by our cries, "Help me." We didn't care if it was 2 o'clock in the morning. We didn't even know it was 2 o'clock in the morning. But right now, I wanted help. But then as we got a little bit older, we realized there are other people in this world. And little by little, we learned that God truly loves us. And we are to not only love ourselves, how can we love our neighbor unless we follow the law, love your neighbor as yourself? So we have to learn to love our neighbor, but we have to learn to love ourselves first. And only then can we go to our neighbor, and only then can we love God as we should. I can remember when I was just a little kid, I don't remember the exact age, but I know it was before I was in the third grade, because we moved when I was in the third grade, and I knew it was before that. On a nice, warm, sunny summer day, I was standing out in our front yard all by myself, and I looked out into the distance, and I could see houses and barns. And then I realized that beyond what I could see, there are more houses and more barns. But more specifically, there are people who live there, and people I do not know. And I realized in reflecting upon my life, and I didn't know all the words I know now, I realized that I was unique. I was a person. I was special. And that each and every person, way beyond what I could see, was also unique and special. And I was so overwhelmed by that thought that I had to stop thinking about it because I was afraid I would go crazy. At that young age, it was a gift, a grace of God coming to me at that moment, making me aware of who I was and who other people are. Yes, it was overwhelming. And each moment of our lives that we have similar to that, we have the opportunity to grow in God's love. We know that God created us, and in the person of Jesus gave us the means to attain eternal life. He built on what was given in the Old Testament. And Jesus changed some of the things in the Old Testament. Jesus said, "You have heard, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you." And that is not always easy. It is not always easy to be kind and considerate and forgiving to those who are closest to us. We have that as a challenge. To begin with ourselves and to begin and take the next step with those who are surrounding us in our everyday lives. And only when we can begin to experience a love of ourselves as God loves us can we begin to love others and then love God. In our first reading, Moses said to the people, "You don't have to go up to the sky to find the answers. You don't have to go across the ocean, the sea, to find the answers. No, they are already in our minds and in our hearts." And when we stop to think about it, the basics are simply common sense. And the basics are what we have to build on so that we can live the rest of our lives in a more productive, fruitful way on our way toward God Himself. Now, it's not always easy, but Jesus proved to us that it can be done by what He said and by what He did. The fact that He had no sin would die on the cross for us so that we could be saved because He loves us. As simple as that. He loves us. And it is our privilege and responsibility to react, to respond, to accept that love, to bounce it back to Almighty God, and to live it so that we can share it with our neighbors, beginning with those who are closest to us. A privilege and a responsibility. God blesses us each day, and God rewards us each day for what we do in His name. We have to remember the basics. We have to live the basics and build upon them. And only in that way will we accomplish what God wants us to do, to bring ourselves and others to Almighty God. And that's a daily process, a daily gift. And we thank God for those gifts that we do receive each day.
Announcements this morning. The Knights of Columbus will be meeting this Tuesday at 7 p.m. at St. John's School. Our new pastor, Monsignor Charles Stetzel, will be arriving this week. The Brewer bus trip for our servers on August 14th is now open to all parishioners. Please check the bulletin for all details, and script will be sold after Mass.